In part one of this story about the threat of contracting waterborne diseases while enjoying our swimming pools, hot tubs, or rivers, Dr. Julie Hare, the medical director of Pocahontas Memorial Hospital's Rural Health Clinic, told us about all the threats that exist in both natural waters and in our chlorinated pools and hot tubs. She surprised me by saying most waterborne illnesses we contract come from chlorinated pools and hot tubs because many of the disease-causing pathogens are resistant to chlorine, and many people are subject to health problems caused by the chlorine itself. She talked about bacteria, viruses, and even tiny flatworms that can irritate our skin, causing rashes. Some of these pathogens can cause respiratory problems, and many cause diarrhea. Well, after scaring us away from water in part one, Dr. Hare here in part two of this story eases our minds a bit with some simple ways to enjoy swimming while avoiding all those nasty bugs.
So how do we prevent these illnesses and avoid having to take downtime during the summer months? There are indeed a number of precautions and behaviors that help to prevent the infection and spread of these. I think most of them are common sense. Number one, avoid swimming in treated water that's murky or has an odor. Please check kids in diapers periodically because even swim diapers can leak. Children younger than 5 should not use hot tubs. People who have had diarrheal illnesses should not swim for at least 1 week after your symptoms completely resolve. You are still shedding the bug that made you sick. Pool owners should maintain and monitor chlorine levels. However, swimmers should always be careful and use caution because, as we talked about, there are pathogens out there that are resistant to chlorine. Swim mornings should be heated, and swimmers should always shower before using a hot tub or a pool. People with open wounds should use waterproof Band-Aids. And last but not least, water used for recreation should not be ingested, regardless of whether it's been treated or it's from a natural resource. Remember, waterborne illnesses are spread via the fecal-oral route. So by taking these precautions, we can all work together to reduce waterborne pathogens and prevent the spread of illness, which makes summer better for everyone.
Tim Walker, Allegheny Mountain Radio News.